Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today we are doing a quick little one-er on something that I need to remind myself on, and that is playing with my kids. Saying yes to my kids when I want to say no. No, I don't want to do that. I do not want to play with you. I'm tired and I want to read a book and I do not want to pay attention. But I'm reminding myself because sometimes there is a time that mom needs to read and the kids need to play on their own, for sure. But there are some times that I need to say yes to things because for me, I only have my kids so much longer. I have an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old. And the fact that they're still asking me to play with them in the pool and do the things is a pretty spectacular thing because I, you know, they might in the next year or so have no desire to do that. So right now I need to take them up on it. And two, there's something that happens in me when I play, when I become childlike again. And I'm not telling you to do this all the time. I am not saying to play with your kids every second of the day. Your kid needs to be bored and they need to figure out how to do things on their own. I am a huge proponent of my kids saying, I'm bored, I don't know what to do. And for me, saying, figure it out, go do something that I don't need to help entertain them every second of the day. So this is not what that podcast is about because I am all about my kids figuring out their own things, playing and being bored. There is research that says it's okay to be bored. We don't really know how to do that as adults, but it's great to be bored, for our kids to be bored and figure out what to do. What I'm talking about today for me, because I'm reminding myself, is the yes. The saying yes to things when I'm at the pool and my kid wants to do flips with me off the board or wants to play basketball with me. And I've found that the more that I do that with them, the more they feel connected to me. And I'm not saying I'm doing this for like hours and hours and hours. I'm talking about if my kid says, hey, mom, you want to shoot baskets? And really, I don't. Really, I want to sit on the couch because I'm tired because I had a really long day at work. But I found that when I go shoot baskets with my 14-year-old, it connects us. I get to talk with him about things that he might not tell me, because we're shooting and we're playing and I said yes to him. And I really could be out there for 15 minutes playing horse, but most of the time I want to do it longer. Most of the time I really enjoy it. And once I get out there, I want to be out there and play with him. You know, my daughter, she has been really feeling connected with me lately, which I love because when she was first a toddler, and honestly, most of her like little kid life, she really loved her dad the most, and she still loves her dad so much. But I have felt this real connection to her lately, but she wants to be with me and do things and hang out and all the things. And recently I have been pretty tired with some things at work, and there are times that I have to say, hey, mom really just needs some downtime and to read a book. But I really want to make sure that I lean into the times where she does want me to jump off the diving board with her. And she does want me to, we went to the pool the other day, and what I really wanted to do is just lay because I was so tired. But it was just me and her at a friend's pool, and she literally just wanted me to throw rings out and for her to get them. And she had these little bitty, she like hoards these, as you know, mothers, like these little bitty, I don't even know, I think they're adorables. I can't remember what she has now, but there's these little trinkets and these little dolls, and she wants to play with them and show me, and I might not have any interest in those. But when I do that, when I sit with her and pay attention, and actually really pay attention, it means so much to her. So this is a reminder to me. Again, I'm not asking you to entertain your kids all the time. That is not what I'm asking you to do. I am so for having our kids be independent and helping them learn to do their own things and how to make their own fun and be creative. However, I'm talking about the times when your kids are asking you to just be a kid again and play. And I have found that those times that I have said yes and I have played, and there's something about it, I know Brené Brown talks about this, of finding time to play. And as adults, we don't really do that much. But I have found that when I find time to play with my family, whether it be go do pickleball or go play basketball or whatever it is, drawing, whatever it is your family loves to do, that when I find time to do that, it does something in my spirit as well. I remember when we lived in St. Louis, there was this mom that she always inspired me. She was had kids who were in high school. Basically, I think she had like 6 kids, and they were ages, you know, I don't know. I think the youngest was 8 at the time, and then all the way through high school. And when the kids were playing like soccer and football and playing in the pool, she was always right there with them. They wanted her to play, and she was right there with them. And it doesn't mean that she didn't have time for herself, but I always just remembered she just inspired me to say yes, to go out there and to play and to play soccer with the kids and water balloons and do all the things. And it inspired me to now, how I'm talking to you and myself, because you know all these podcasts are really just for reminders of me, but to say yes to the kids when they want to play. So that's my reminder today. I thought about it again today when I was at the pool and how much I loved, after I finally said yes, to go jump off the diving board and to splash around with the kids in the pool. And yes, mom loves to lay out and read, and it has been a joy of my heart when my kids are now old enough to swim that I can actually take my eyes off them and be able to do that. But there is something that has been really special as my kids get older and they ask me to play with them, that I do that. And I hope I never lose that. I hope when they're in college and they say, "Mom, can you come shoot baskets with me?" that I would be willing to do that. And so I encourage you not to completely entertain your kids all the time. Again, it's not what I'm saying. Just saying maybe once a day, if your kids are asking you to play. Obviously, you have younger kids, they're asking you to play all the time. But for us who have, you know, that preteen, teenage kids, and even the younger kids, when they say, "Hey, Mom, hey, Dad, would you come play with me? Come play in the pool with me," or "Come play catch with me," that we would say yes. That we would find time to say yes, because I promise it will make you feel so connected to that kiddo. It shows them that you want to spend time with them. And there's something that it does in your spirit when you make the time to obviously connect with your kids, but to also just be a kid again and play. So I hope this encourages you. I know I'm going to do that this week. And I hope you have just a wonderful summer of being able to say yes and go out and play with your kiddos. Thanks so much for spending time with me every single week. And we just love being able to do this. Thanks for being love and doing good in your family and in your community. Have a great week.